Welcome to a new episode of Africa with Andre, where we celebrate Africa one story at a time.
The animal kingdom has fascinated children forever, especially the bigger animals like lions, elephants, and giraffes, but sometimes also the smaller ones. Many children dream of seeing a real leopard in a tree or watching a cute warthog run around. That's why in many parts of the world, kids love going to the zoo. It's important, in my opinion, that children learn about the animals of the world, not only to see how interesting and important fauna and flora is, but also to inspire a dream to explore and travel. Today, I want to talk about going on safari with kids, what the options are and what parents and kids can expect. Our first guest today is my friend and industry colleague, Lex, to chat about her experience of going on safari with her own children. Hi, Lex. Thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Andre. Thank you for having me here.
Let's start with some definitions. When I say going on safari, and you've been going on safari for many years, what does that mean for you?
Yeah, for me, usually a trip to Africa means going on safari, and going on safari is a matter of the heart and the feeling of pure happiness for me. Experience the wilderness and the unspoiled nature, getting up early in the morning and heading out on a game drive in an open safari vehicle. When the bush is waking up and the sunlight turning the landscape in a golden yellow, watching the wild animals in the natural habitat, that's something really special.
Those mornings are beautiful, aren't they? When you know it's going to be a hot day, but it's still cool air in the morning and the grass is a little bit wet from the night and you're just hearing the sounds and have the smells of everything waking up. I find that a very, very special time of the day.
Yeah, me too. I hardly ever miss a morning game drive and also having a morning coffee right in the middle of the bush.
Wow.
And then again, heading out in the afternoon until the sun slowly sets and everything is once again in that beautiful light. And then, of course, enjoying the famous sundowner at sunset. Also, like listening to the guides that share their knowledge about the animals and the area and the little details.
You've gone on safari with your own kids in the last couple of years. What is the main difference, in your opinion, for going on safari or going on game drives with and without children?
For me, there was no major difference, but maybe it depends also on the children. But with mine, it was just as wonderful an experience as any other safari. We spent really hours out in the mornings and afternoons. Yeah, it was just very beautiful to experience the safari once again through the eyes of a child. And it also helps me to appreciate the small details and fundamental aspects that sometimes experienced safari goers overlook. For my daughter, for example, discovering different types of animal dung and the stories that came with them was a highlight. I think with children, you should plan a bit more time, especially if they speak little or no English, so you have time to translate. I also recommend booking a private vehicle. Sometimes you even need to, and so you can really adjust the pace individually.
Yeah. You always said that your children are very good. They're able to sit quietly on a vehicle for a while. I know that not all kids can do that. That's why I think that the private vehicle is a very good idea if that's possible.
Yes, I would recommend that. But even, most of the guides or the lodges that offer a safari with kids, they have trained guides, especially for kids, and they know how to do a safari very interactive. And so I think it's never going to be boring also for the kids.
Where did you take your children on safari? Where did you go?
Naturally, given my job, I have been on safaris with my kids with African bush camps in Zimbabwe and Zambia, as well as with Ultimate Safaris in Namibia. So in Zimbabwe, we have special family camps in all areas where we operate camps and lodges, and there we welcome kids of all ages. Our first trip, mine were only 4 and 6 years old, so still quite small, but as I've said, it was a really wonderful experience to be on safari with them, and we booked a private vehicle and went on really extensive safaris in that open vehicle. Our guides are trained to work with kids and have, as I said, fascinating stories to tell about every plant and type of animal. We were also in Wengi in October. Wengi is famous for hundreds of elephant, big elephant herds, and at our camps at Somalis Acacia, you can just sit around either in the pool or around the elephant pool, which is actually only for the elephants, and you can watch them come and drink and really see hundreds of elephants. And then in Zambia, we were in Lower Zambezi, where you can also do boat safaris. And in Namibia, I traveled with my family with Ultimate Safaris, and there also the guides specially trained for kids, and experiencing Namibia as a family with them is very relaxed, because it's long distances, and then you have the guide that has really interesting stories. It's very interactive as well, and how they interact with the kids is wonderful.
The areas where you've gone with your children, especially Zimbabwe and Zambia, are also areas where there's malaria. How do you as a parent go about taking your child into an area where there's malaria? I mean, we're not doctors, but it's obviously possible. So how did you handle that?
Personally, I only bring like the emergency medication and make just sure that we not get bitten. And all our camps have like mosquito net and peaceful sleep.
Peaceful sleep is a mosquito repellent. Yeah,
exactly. And well, especially with Zimbabwe and Zambia, since our camps are located in very remote regions, and malaria can only be transmitted by a mosquito that has previously bitten an infected person. The risk of an infection is relatively low, but of course we are in the risk area. But for me personally, it's okay just to bring the emergency medication, make sure about the mosquito bites. Yeah. But as I said, I'm not a medical professional, so it's best to discuss this in advance with your doctor. But for me, it was not an issue with the kids, to be honest.
Tell us about one or two of your favorite memories of trips with your kids. Okay, your daughter's fascination with animal dung is something very cool. But is there something else that you say, oh, this is just such a good memory, I like going back to?
Actually, I think the visit of Lower Zambezi, our lodge there, Lolebezi, was very special. In Zambia, we were there in October when the river was quite shallow, and so they surprised us with a lunch on the river, which was really special. And the kids were even swimming in the Zambezi.
But there's hippos there.
Yeah, but that was in that shallow area where no hippos are, and of course the guides were watching the area, but still it was a very special moment. And then in Lake Kariba, my son was very happy with fishing. I mentioned we also do different activities, and that was a very highlight for my son. It was nice to see how proud he was to bring the fish out.
Did he catch some fish?
Yes, he catched actually most of the fish. I was not successful, neither my husband, but my son, he was really like the one bringing out the fishes.
Well done.
Really cool. In Camp Doro, seeing those black rhinos on foot and learning all about how they are protected and how endangered they are in the whole world. And that was also something very special for me to teach the children how important it is, all this conservation work.
What are the favorite animals of your two children?
It's the leopard.
For both of them?
I think, I think Leo also loves the lion.
Okay. So. And what's your favorite animal?
Mine is the elephant. I love watching them, and I really am fascinated by elephants.
Lex, thank you so, so much for giving us your input on traveling on safari with children.
Thank you, Andre. It was my pleasure.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. We're going to speak to two lodges now about what their offerings are for children, but I really appreciate your input on this. Our second guest is Laura Letanotsky. She's responsible for the marketing in the German-speaking countries for the Sabi Sabi lodges in South Africa. Hi, Laura, and welcome to the podcast.
Hi, André. Thank you for having me.
Give us a brief introduction to Sabi Sabi and where it is located.
Yeah, Sabi Sabi, also known as Sabi Sabi Collection, is one of the oldest safari companies in the southern Africa. It is a family-run private game reserve in the Sabi Sands, which is directly connected to the Kruger National Park with no fences in between. And since 47 years, still family-run.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's very special with four lodges. So there's something for every kind of traveler, but especially for our topic today, the bush lodge is what we will dive into.
Before we talk about kids on safari, what does a day look like when we're traveling to Sabi Sabi as adults without any children?
So a day at Sabi Sabi, going as an adult on safari, looks maybe sometimes quite stressed because we have quite a lot of program, but it's actually very nice because you don't even have to think what you do. So you will be woken up in the morning at 5:30. You don't even have to take care of that. And can get ready for your morning game drive, which leaves at 6 a.m. In the time between, there is always coffee and snacks, so you don't have to start with an empty stomach. And then you head on to your morning drive, where you will also have the morning coffee a little bit later when you've seen your first lions, maybe. And after very exciting game drives, you will usually head back around 9:30 to the lodge, where a proper breakfast is waiting. And after that, you have time on your, you can have a siesta, you can use the pool or enjoy the spa. And next on the program is obviously lunch, depending on how hungry you are after having a big breakfast. And I always say you don't have to feel bad if you skip lunch because there is always a lot of food.
This is something we hear a lot when people travel in South Africa, that there's never a shortage of food at the lodges.
Yeah, no, I always say the excess baggage you don't take home in your luggage, it's more on the hips. After having a very, very delicious lunch, you have more time to enjoy the lodge. And at 3:30, high tea is calling. So there will be iced coffee, maybe some bubbles, some sweet and savory treats. Yeah. And at 4 p.m., you head on to your afternoon game drive, where also the obligatory sundowner is happening.
A game drive without a gin and tonic is, for me, not a game drive.
Yeah. And after the gin and tonic, when the sun has set, you head off to the night drive. You look for the nocturnal species, and especially leopards, which Sabi Sabi is quite famous for. At 7 or 7:30, you will be back at the lodge. So there you have either time to freshen up or maybe head straight to the bar for some drinks, and then dinner is waiting for you. And after that, time at your leisure, or you go to bed because wake up call is again at 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah, which is obviously an early start, so people tend to, But I think when you're on holiday, people also, I mean, I've experienced so many people staying up late, chatting to the guides or chatting to each other about experiences. And then it's suddenly like, oh, sherbet, we have to get up in five hours. Let's go and get some sleep.
Yeah, but that's why we have the siesta time in between.
Very good idea. And now if I'm traveling with children, if I'm coming with my family, what does a day look like then?
So the day looks slightly similar, but still very, very different. Kids as of 6 years are allowed to go on game drives in shared vehicles. That means there will be maybe another family on the car or other guests. If kids are younger and parents want to take them on the vehicle, they have to book a private vehicle.
Okay.
So kids will join or can join if they don't want to, or if the parents don't want to, they don't have to bring them. But you come on the safari to see the lions and the leopards and the elephants. So we do the morning and afternoon game drives just as normal safari day would look like exactly. But the guides are really good in reading the guests, and especially the small guests. So if they see that the kids are bored or they need more stimulation or they can't handle another 30 minutes, they head back earlier, obviously. And sometimes you even start later, because to fetch all your chickens and get them off into the car is sometimes harder than you think.
So do I understand it correctly that normally kids from six are allowed on the regular game drives? And then if there are other families around, then the guides would put families together and leave those guests without children on a separate game drive vehicle, so that you have the flexibility with the children?
Yes, exactly. So they always try to not mix a honeymoon couple, for example, with a family. They really look to match the right people. And as we anyways have a window seat procedure, there's always just six people on the car.
So everyone has a window seat.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. So the chance that a honeymoon couple ends up with a family of four is usually very, very low.
Very low. And I know it, most people say that their seven-year-old is the most well-behaved seven-year-old in the world. But I think probably the best thing to recommend is that if the family can afford it, if they want to, it makes sense to book a private vehicle for the family, because then you have as much flexibility as you can and everyone has a much more positive experience, because you can start later, finish earlier without disturbing any other guests.
Exactly. It's always very helpful, but as we have so many families at the Bush Lodge, the chance that you end up with, let's say, adults, normal guests, is very low.
What do the kids do between the morning and the afternoon game drive?
So there is a very, very nice program. Bush Lodge has something called the Elephant Center, which is a mix between education and kids center. There is no electronics, no TV, no Game Boys or whatsoever. And we have education staff working there. So people that come from the education sector or that provide also educational activities for the kids. So as already mentioned, the kids will go on the game drives in the morning and in the afternoon. So the program will happen in between. And when you've been on a game drive for 2.5 or 3 hours, there is a lot of energy that has been built up, especially when you are a 6 or 7 year old. So we start after breakfast. The kids can be dropped off at the Elephant Center, and we start with some active activities. It's outdoor games, it's a bit of sport. So we could, for example, do a game in the maze or play field soccer or go into one of our jungle gyms. We have a Land Rover that has been turned into a playground safe vehicle. So they can really get some energy off their system and have fun during that. And after this, we love to dive into more artsy activities. So, for example, we could start with sand art, where the kids can do art with sand. They build sculptures or they do drawings and things like that. Or they could do an Ndebele doll, which is Ndebele is a tribe from southern Africa. With all these activities, they also learn about the different cultures in southern Africa. So the message about what this means, the doll or the signs, will be transported in a very child-appropriate way.
Talking about child-appropriate, what ages of children can go to the Elephant Center?
We usually say between 4 and 12 years. If the kids are 3, then will certainly be made an exception. If they are younger, they could possibly go and spend time there, but they would need a babysitter just to look after them, because it's different looking after a 4-year-old or a 2-year-old.
And then the staff that work there will adapt the activities depending on how old the children are, because a 5-year-old will not want to do the same sand art as an 11-year-old, probably.
Exactly. So they are working very individually once the kids are there, and the programs are changing every day, and they don't have to do everything. So if they want to spend the whole day there, but they don't want to do just the sand art part, they can just play on the playground or get some paper and pencils and just spend time on their own and have some fun or play with other kids. So it's never a must, but it's a really nice way to dive into different kind of activities while being at the Elephant Center.
And maybe an 11-year-old discovers that they do enjoy art that they pretend not to enjoy anymore because they're getting so old.
Exactly. Exactly. Because once you are with children and you can be a child, you just be a child.
I think the activities you offer are fantastic, but I always say you can do, you know, art or doll creating in London as well. What activities do you have that bring the nature and the bush closer?
Yeah, that's very true. So the afternoon is for all things nature. So kids have lunch around one, so they can join their parents for the lunch. And after that, we could do nature walks or nature talks. So there will be guides going with the kids. They will do different kind of experiences to learn everything about the wildlife and the nature. Maybe they can bring questions that came up during the game drives. They saw something and maybe they didn't want to ask on the vehicle because they didn't want to ask the parents or the guides. And then they bring it later to the Elephant Center because they know I can bring a question and then we all try to find the solution or something like this. So it's also very much about coming together with all the kids and maybe having new friendships resulting on that. So they will be doing like little guide trainings and tracking experiences. So they will try to find out what kind of animal was walking there. Maybe it was a lion or it was an elephant or something like this. And also because maybe the weather might not be nice and you don't want to keep talking about nature for 2 hours because that's boring as well at some point for the kids. They might be doing recycled material 3D animals. So they can talk about the elephants while building an elephant out of like a plastic bottle, for example.
That's very, very cool. Sounds like Sabi Sabi offers the families a great variety of things to do either together as a family or for the children to spend time with other children and for the adults to have some me time, some adult time. I think that's fantastic.
Absolutely, because I always say everyone has to be happy, not only on a safari, but on a holiday. And if you go with kids, the kids have to be happy and then the parents will be happy too.
That's true. One question that comes up a lot, Laura, is malaria. And Sabi Sabi is next to the Kruger Park, so that is in a malaria area. And while neither you nor I are a doctor, what do you normally say to families that have questions about that?
Yes. So geographically, Sabi Sabi or the Sabi Sands is in a mix between low risk and moderate malaria area. This declaration comes from the health department from the Republic of South Africa. Mm-hmm. But as you already said, I'm not a doctor, you're not a doctor. I always say, if you have doubts, if you have questions about the topic malaria itself, you have to go to the right doctor for that. But what I can say is that we haven't had any malaria cases occurring in the past 25 years, neither with guests or staff at Sabi Sabi directly or in the towns directly next to our reserve.
Malaria is spread in areas where people live very closely together. And if you're in a game reserve, by definition, you don't have a lot of people living close together. So that already reduces the chance of malaria a lot.
Exactly. Exactly.
Laura, thank you so, so much for being part of the podcast today.
Thank you, André. It was really, really nice talking to you about how a family safari can look like.
I hope a lot of families will take their children to see the animals that the kids are so in love with. And finally, we talked to Manuela Palama. Together with her sons, she owns the family-friendly Mziki Safari Lodge in South Africa. Mziki is located in the northwestern part of the country and has a special program for children. Hi, Manuela, and welcome.
Yeah, hello, André.
Give us a brief introduction to your lodge, please.
It's owned by my family since close to 40 years, but it has been a lodge only since about 25 years. We are located in the Northwest Province, approximately 2 to 2.5 hours from Johannesburg, or half an hour before Pilanesberg and Sun City. So we are a very small lodge with only 8 rooms. We are an extremely children-friendly lodge. I would say one of the most children-friendly lodges in the private game reserve category there is, because we accept children of all ages.
Most guests would probably arrive around lunchtime or early afternoon. What does a typical safari program for adults look like?
So it's a private game reserve with 6,000 hectares, and a normal safari day looks that you arrive for lunch, and then we have the afternoon safari with a sundowner in the bush, and then dinner in our open-air boma or in the bar area and semi-closed boma. And then in the morning, you do the morning safari with a tea and coffee break and our homemade rusks and crunches. Yeah, and then you come back for a full breakfast.
You say that you're particularly child-friendly. What do the safari activities for families and kids look like? And from what age can kids go on safari?
The reason why we accept children is because we want to explain nature and what we can learn from nature or from wildlife, and expose them to certain elements, which is very, very important. Even adults and parents are most grateful for our junior ranger courses, and they equally participate in them like the kids.
I like that. A fun way for the family to spend time together.
We do take the children and the families in a separate vehicle, and then the couples or adults only in another vehicle as much as we can. So what we do with the children is we do a junior ranger course from the age of 6, but sometimes also 5 or 4 years old. This is done during the game drive with spur reading or pointing out special plants, because there is a vegetation where you can make a toothbrush, or you can make medicine out of certain leaves or a tea. And then the kids will do shelter building after breakfast, for example. There's an hour reserved with the ranger. And all our rangers, I have to say, are very, very children friendly. So they go just outside of the lodge, and the kids have to build a shelter without breaking anything in the bush or without any other help.
That sounds interesting.
So they have to use whatever they find in the bush and make a shelter to protect themselves from rain or from the sun. Or another element is water purifying, because sometimes for survival, you very much need to know how to purify water. And then also fire making. Fire making is done on, in certain levels. So for the younger ones, it's a bit easier. But then for the older children, they can also use the rocks. But the ranger is always there to assist them.
Really going back to the roots and basic skills. What else do you offer the families?
So depending on the length of stay, the ranger program is done with a minimum of 2 nights stay. But when families stay 4 nights or 5 nights, then there's other elements included, like stargazing, so orientation. So for example, on an afternoon game drive when the sun has set, they need to tell the ranger which direction to go back to the lodge. Language barrier is not really a problem, because we have guests from all over the world, and they talk with hand and sign language. And as we're in the bush, it can easily be pointed out, you know, be it an animal or be it a tree, it is really very easy to communicate. At the end, they get a certificate where it's personalized with their name. There's also a quiz, and some of the questions are not so easy, but then, of course, the parents are part of the test, and together, they usually achieve a very high percentage. So our rangers love it.
The kids must love that certificate, and also learning all the things that they've done in a fun way, bringing the family closer together.
The other activities, also what the children learn, is archery. We have a small bow for children, And that's usually great fun for the whole family. There is board games, also wildlife-related children puzzles, reference books. There is a large swimming pool. So this is all very interesting for the children. And, you know, very often when they check out and they say goodbye, the children are honestly crying and have tears in their eyes. They don't want to leave. Children, they love animals and they're not exposed to this kind of an environment in their home countries. We have a lot of repeat families and three-generation family groups.
Multi-generational travel seems to be very popular now. Grandparents, parents and kids all traveling together. A great way to spend time as a family, if you get along. One question we always get, can we see the big five at Mziki?
We have four of the big five. We do not have lions, but because we do not have lions, we see all the other species very, very well. And we have introduced cheetah last year and also the sable antelope. And our rangers just love it. They're all very, very passionate. And what is really key for them is if the kids take away why we have to protect the environment, and what we can learn from nature, that is really what they appreciate the most.
That really is very important.
So Mziki is a very personal lodge. You know, our team is also already between 10 and 20 years with us. So this is our second family. One of my sons is taking over the operation of the lodge when I retire. And so it stays in the family.
Thank you so much, Manuela, for your time.
Yeah, and this is Mziki in a nutshell. Thank you.
I hope that today's episode has inspired you to go on safari with your families. My personal opinion is that it only makes sense to go on safari with children aged 6 and above. At that age, kids are more likely to sit still when they need to, and everyone has more fun. The suggestions for private vehicles for families with kids are great. That way, everyone's relaxed and no one gets annoyed if the child gets restless or wants to go home. I also think it's amazing how many different activities the children can do. At a young age, they're still so curious and soak up everything new. The saying, travel broadens the mind, really does apply here. Animals have always fascinated all of us from a young age, and going on safari and seeing the world through the eyes of the kids is something very special for adults. So tell me, what do your children really want to see if they can go on safari? What did your children particularly enjoy when you were on safari with them? Send me an email at podcast@africawithandre.com. Then maybe I can do a follow-up episode and share the ideas. Until the next time.